Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Biden and Vice President Harris are working to keep reproductive rights a prominent issue for Americans in the lead up to midterm elections next month. NPR's Domenico Montanaro says President Biden's delivering a major speech today in which he's expected to talk about what's at stake for abortion rights if Democrats don't pick up more seats in Congress.
Well, the White House says this is part of the ongoing effort by the president and the administration to try and call attention to, quote, an assault on access to women's health care by Republican officials. And he'll likely talk about federal and state attempts at restricting abortion rights. You know, Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have been out there talking about this issue plenty over the last several months, but it's no coincidence that this is coming exactly 3 weeks to go until ballots have to be cast in these midterm elections, and abortion rights are playing a pretty prominent role all across the country.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro reporting. Many Republican voters, meanwhile, are energized by the U.S. Supreme Court's decision earlier this year to strike down Roe v. Wade, the 1973 ruling that legalized abortion nationwide. Russian airstrikes have been targeting water and power facilities in parts of Ukraine for a second straight day. NPR's Nathan Rott is in Kyiv reporting these latest attacks have killed at least two people in the capital.
Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko says the strikes were aimed at electrical facilities and are part of a wider campaign by Russia, he says, to freeze Ukrainians during the coming winter. Similar strikes targeted energy infrastructure sites in other major regions and cities across the country. Zhytomyr in northwest Ukraine was without water and power after a strike there. Other cities have suffered blackouts, and Ukrainian officials are urging people in many parts of the country to conserve electricity and to stock up on water. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Kyiv.
In the United States, auto production bounced back last month after falling the month before. NPR's Scott Horsley reports manufacturing overall had a good month in September.
U.S. industrial production got a bigger-than-expected boost last month, with manufacturing rising by 0.4%. Utility output was down, likely thanks to mild temperatures in September, but oil and natural gas production were up. Gasoline prices have eased a bit nationwide, with the national average dropping to $3.87 a gallon. In California, which has the nation's most expensive gasoline, prices have dropped to $6 a gallon. That's down nearly 30 cents in just the last week. Healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson reported better-than-expected earnings for the third quarter, but J&J cautioned a strong dollar could weigh on its results for the full year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up roughly 0.5%. This is NPR News. Two hardline French unions have called a nationwide strike today, demanding higher salaries for public servants. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the strike is an extension of the weeks-long industrial action of refinery workers blocking France's major oil refineries and depots.
The unions reject Total Energy's proposed 7% wage increase as unacceptable given the oil industry's massive profits. The CGT and Sudraya unions have called on their brethren in the rail and other sectors to join them. They're hoping public sector workers will be energized by the government's decision to force some oil workers back on the job. They say such a move puts in jeopardy the right to strike. The blockages have caused a fuel shortage and long lines of motorists at gas stations across France. Disruptions are expected Thursday on regional train service, the Paris Metro, and in longer rail service such as the Eurostar Channel train to London. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Worries are growing over the welfare of a female Iranian climber who did not wear a hijab while competing at an event in South Korea. The head covering is compulsory in Iran and has been the main driver behind weeks of anti-government demonstrations against the Islamic Republic. Today, Elnaz Rakabi reportedly left South Korea for her home, Iran. Human rights activists say they're worried she may be arrested. The latest wave of protests in Iran began after a young woman died. She was arrested by Iran's so-called morality police for allegedly wearing her hijab improperly. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.